Ein herzliches Willkommen zum Burak New Business Advice Podcast, dem Podcast rund um das Thema Neukundengeschäft und Agenturpositionierung. Willkommen zu diesem Podcast. In Zeiten wie diesen kann ich natürlich nicht, wie sonst hier gewohnt ist, über New Business sprechen, sondern wir müssen über den Konflikt in der Ukraine sprechen. Und dazu bin ich mit einer Frau aus der Ukraine verabredet. Das ist Oksana Denga. Hi, Oksana.
Hi, hello.
Oksana, normally you're working as a creative director in an agency.
Yes, I'm working in Kiev-based agency Grape. I'm a creative director. Now I'm creative director that have no work at this time, and now I'm not in Kiev.
Yes. So first of all, how are you at the moment? Because this is a very scary situation for everybody in the Ukraine, right?
I think, thank you for questions. I think today is better than first 3 days, because in this seven day of war, you it's not some it's your reality exactly that you live in it. And the first 2 days was shocked, and after first days you must to have adaptation to this reality, and now much better.
When did you leave Kiev, and why did you leave Kiev?
I leave Kiev in the first day, early in the morning. I have a telephone call from my boyfriend. He calls me, and interesting situation, because I sleep every time I sleep, I have air flying function. I can't hear who calling me. Mm-hmm. And I get up. He can call to me. It was maybe 25 missed calls. I take my phone. What happened? Because he is not in our apartment. He said, take your clothes, take your bag, and get out from the flat, because Putin, he watched a video with President of Russia that he wants to occupy our country, and it's not a joke.
Could you believe this when you first hear this?
I don't believe in this to the last time, but because it in 21st century, it's like a big joke that I cannot imagine that it will be our reality. But my boyfriend said, take your bag. Maybe 1 month ago, I listened to my boyfriend and take all my documents to one place. Mm-hmm. And this day in the morning, I take documents, I take t-shirts and pants, and go into my car. And in my GPS navigator, I enter Lviv and go in straight. And it was very strange, because when I am going on the road, in every minute, the lights and windows switch up one by one. And from on the road, minute by minute, there was a lot of cars, a lot of cars in every minute. And maybe after 100 kilometers, we are watching in the oil and gas station, there was a lot of cars, because people don't believe in this situation and go in with empty cars. It was very scary, because people that work in an oil and gas station also don't believe in it, and they want to go into home, don't want to work in.
How is the situation in Kiev at the moment? That what we see is that there are a lot of bombs, that the people are very scared and going into the underground, in the tube underground station, to be safe from the fighting.
Yes, maybe every hour in Kiev is, I don't know, air emergency situation, and where people listen to the signals, they go to the they go homes or go to the, I don't know how it in English, places, safe places. There is also a situation from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. People not allowed and go out from homes. A lot of my friends are still in Kiev. A lot of my friends stand in Kiev in safe places. There is not good situation with food, because in shops, in small and big shops, there are not food, and people a little bit scared about this, because one of the points of view that Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, can blockade and people can't receive enough foods, and it can be like help me I forget the word.
They don't have enough food, and they're in danger that the situation will getting worse, right?
Yeah.
You're now more in the countryside of the Ukraine, or where are you now at the moment?
I'm now in small town close to Lviv, maybe 60 kilometers. There now here looks like safe, but to the last moment I thought that in Kyiv also we are all in safe, because nobody imagined that the capital of Ukraine, the big city with 7 million people in it, can attack by rockets, and we can't imagine this. And my popular video in internet where on it rocket going to the civilian house, it's fled my friend's father was and nobody they all in safe places, but it's a true I know this person, and now he is homeless person.
Right. I think there is across Europe a big solidarity of the nations of the European community. How important is this for you guys there?
I think, of course, important, because everybody hurt. And I think in 14 years, when Russians invaded Crimea, it was not very loud in all over the world, because it was very, very quickly and without blood. And now it looks like bad about world catastrophe.
I think your president is playing a very important role, because he is, I guess, in the middle of the fight and standing in the capital. How would you describe his situation?
Yes, because I think our president is a great symbol of our nation, because in our country and our neighbor's country, there is different models of government. Here is a people, nation, then country, and symbol as president. And our neighbors, in other situation, there is Mr. President, and he said what all nation must do. I think in our situation, our president looks like a symbol of thoughts and Ukrainian people, and that's why he is very popular. And also, I think he is very popular on European and world media, because he has like a fantastic biography. He's a dancer, he's an actor. He played the president in a TV show. Now he's the president. And in our social media, a lot of jokes, memes like Putin, who is a clone today, like this. And our president was, when he was an actor, he playing like Napoleon in a movie, and now also all people jokes like Moscow, Napoleon comes to you, and in this time Moscow will be burned. Looks like and interesting situation that the people who don't like Zelensky, who hate him, now said about you are our hero. So a lot of person from our government that go into the yesterday, I forget when every episodes are also supported by Ukrainian people, what they do, what they wear, how them spell. So it looks like I don't know, like in Britain love the queen. Now it seems like Ukrainian loving the president, and he is a national hero.
Yes. Do you have an idea how we can help you? What is necessary? What can we do? What can everybody here in Germany do for you? For you as a Ukraine, not for you as a person at the moment, but
you must. tell us where is the bunker, Putin's bunker. I don't know. I think it's now it's a great support from all of people, and I think it's great because Ukrainian people, also people who don't know where they can go, who don't have money, who don't have families in Europe. They can come into the border, and every person from every country help them and keep them in safe places. What do now? Don't finish speaking about this, because I'm very scared that this situation can be like a normal for. I'm feeling that now is 7 days of war. And I'm adapted for this, like my normal reality. And I'm very scared that it can be for a lot of months, maybe years. It's very hard to say this. And everyone can forget about this. It can be like a reality, our reality. So all people must speaking about this. That the world not forget about this.
We will not forget. So if you have any, if I can help you, please give me a ring, right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Über Feedback an heiko@burak.de freue ich mich.